Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Come get some.
Beware, I live.
IGN Games Coop.
They should make a sequel to Devil's Crush.
Oh my god, yeah.
But Devil's Crush in itself a sequel to Alien Crush?
Yeah, it was. Devil's Crush is a sequel to Alien Crush,
and Jockey Crush is a sequel to Devil's Crush.
Jockey Crush?
Yeah, Jockey Crush.
That's like horse jockeys?
No, Jockey, like the Japanese like devil name. Like,
oh, Jockey. Okay. I think a horse jockey pinball game would be fun.
That would be pretty badass.
I'm sure it's been made. There has to be one out there.
Let's assume.
But we should order that because Jockey Crush is an SNES game, ooh, and it's really good.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. Crush on
SNES. Yeah. Well, on Super Famicom.
It's time
SNES,
to start
Super
the
Famicom.
Show.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry.
Starting the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN Game Scoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week, Justin Davis.
Scoop.
Jared Petty.
Jockey Crush.
Vince Ingenito.
What's good?
We've got a great show for you this week. We begin this week with an email that arrived in the Game Scoop mailbox. Oh,
you're mixing it up. You're flipping my whole everything's
you're
upside
changing
down.
Changing all my perceptions of Game Scoop can be.
You gotta stay on your toes. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like Michael did. You know, we've been talking a lot about Rare Replay recently. You've been playing a lot of Replay.
Yeah, it's all I'm playing,
Justin,
these days.
I
finished Perfect Dark.
30 classic games for $30. So, in that regard, Michael says, if Sony and Microsoft had their own Rare Replay that spanned their previous consoles, what games do you think would be included?
Now, we're talking about first-party properties here?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to go in order?
So let's do Sony. Okay. And I've put together a list of good games, but there's too many. So I want to cut it down to 30,
okay,
and I capped it off at 2008 because that's the last game in Rare Replay, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So those are the confines. We can go back as far as we want, but we stop at 2008.
Okay.
Siphon filter.
Well, hold on.
Wait.
I have a list. Let me. Like, we got to keep this thing organized.
Damn
here.
It.
Sony Replay.
Structure.
Twisted Metal.
Sure.
Yep.
Do you think one and two?
Yes.
Yeah.
So from the original,
I like
PlayStation.
That. Sure.
Yeah.
And Twisted Metal Black.
No.
Black is good, but I don't know.
Now it's 10% of Sony Replay. That's too much.
Well, right? I'm thinking also, like, do we really need one if we have two with Twisted Metal?
I think two is the better one.
You think that's the better one?
I think two is the one.
We ask one. Yeah. We keep Black?
Yeah. Yep.
Is Black different enough?
No, Black. We take.
I just take two.
Two is the only one.
I would say we take two for sure. I would put Black in a maybe pile.
Yep.
Okay, I'm crossing out Twisted Metal 1, question marking Black.
Okay.
The Raiden Project, I put this on for myself. It's a collection of Raiden arcade shooters.
No, yep. I know
the
exactly.
PlayStation 1.
That was first party?
Yeah, they published by Sony.
I'm with you on Raiden Project. I really enjoy it.
I don't know if, I mean, I love Raiden Project.
Let's leave it on for now. We'll revisit it. Mm-hmm. Crash Bandicoots, 1, okay. 2, 3?
Obvious.
Two,
you gotta have two. All. I mean, I know you gotta have them all. You gotta have 1, 2, 3.
I agree.
It's too much. You can't not have one.
It's one of the flagship.
Again, that's 10% of the whole replay.
Yeah, I know.
But it's one of the flagship properties for
what
for,
choice
for
do
Sony.
You have?
I think it's important for their history. Let's see what else is on here. But at this point, 1, 2, 3, I don't care for these games, but much of the universe does.
No, they're not fantastic games.
And,
I think 2 is pretty
You know
what?
You got to get on there.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, man. No, wait. But it's related.
What?
You got to get Crash Team Racing on there. For sure.
No, Vince
for
says
sure.
No. Vince says no.
You're insane. Crash Team Racing.
I like Crash Team Racing more than I like any of the Crash Bandicoot games.
I like Crash Team Racing more than almost every Mario Kart. Any Mario Kart that had come out at that point.
What?
Sure, I can agree with that. But to me, those are all just, I mean, I don't know. It sure is a kart racer. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I mean, whatever. We don't need to belabor the point.
It doesn't sound like kart racers as much as some other people do.
It had a really good time trial mode.
Do we include both Parappa and Jammer?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
okay.
Jammer
looks so good.
You want Bloody Roar on there?
No. Oh, I like Bloody Roar.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I like Bloody Roar, but I don't know.
Put a question mark next to it.
Question mark that one.
Question mark on Bloody Roar.
We're not doing a great job of cutting games. We're adding games.
I want to put Tomba on there.
Sure.
Definitely. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. No, Tomba or Tomba 2?
Which one's better?
I think 2 is the better game.
Think so? I only played Tomba 1, so like that's my favorite.
We can't keep including only sequels. I mean, maybe we can. We can do whatever we want.
Sure, we do it. It's our compilation.
All right.
Armored Core.
Yes, but you have to, I guess, pick the right one.
I thought that was FromSoft. I guess maybe they weren't publishing
their own
stuff.
It was published.
Sony published it on PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
I remember it being good.
Yeah, I love Armored Core. That stole hundreds of hours of my life.
Well, Blasto.
Blasto. Yeah?
Who was the actor, the comedian who voiced Blasto?
Oh, God.
He was
What's his name?
Murdered.
Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Oh, right, right, right.
So Blasto.
I don't think it's a particularly
great game.
Yeah.
But it's an important, it's an interesting game like to include in a package. Like,
I don't have strong
Like Cobra Triangle's not a great game either,
no,
but
it's
in rare replay.
It definitely deserves consideration, but it would be one of the first to go, I think.
That's the big secret about Rare Replay is that, look, it's my most played game of the last month, but like half those games are bad. They're bad games.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like Attic Attack.
That's Attic Attack's okay.
Oh man, Underworld's bad. Night Lore's bad.
Night Lore's not bad. Night Lore's good. Night Lore's neat.
All right,
especially with the rewind function.
Chuck, is it how good was Hot Shots Golf?
Yeah.
Except right. So do
we
include
Hot Shots Golf as
2, 3, and 4?
No.
You pick a representative.
I think 3 might be the
3
one.
3 is the best Hot Shots Golf.
3 was like the peak.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think.
I don't remember those old school ones. Yeah. I remember the PSP. Side shoot of that franchise.
Yeah, I'm with Vince on this. Three was the one.
I'm cutting 1, 2, and 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I want this compilation.
And Hot Shots Out of Bounds?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's another Hot Shots.
I didn't play Out of Bounds.
For PS2.
That was PS2.
Maybe PS3. Maybe it's PS3.
I
didn't include PSP games, so we're sticking consoles. All right, I'm scratching out Hot Shots Out of Bounds. We're just keeping Hot Shots 3. Medieval.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's a neat representative game.
Again, I keep getting caught on, do I think it's a great game? It doesn't have to be great. It just has to be, to me, the criteria is, like, is this emblematic of the Sony Sony catalog?
Medieval's one of those franchises that oddly keeps getting rumored to be rebooted.
Yeah. We saw, footage of a modern...
That turned out to be fake, but, I mean, it means it's in the ether somewhere in gamer culture. It's remembered more than Blasto, let me put it that way.
That's true.
It took me a second to remember the Phil Hartman Blasto.
Right?
Yeah.
Spyro the Dragon.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, that's important.
Definitely.
Spyro Year of the Dragon.
I don't even know. I don't know what that is.
It's a sequel that has like a 91 on Metacritic, so it was well reviewed.
Wow. I have never played this.
I only played Spyro 1.
Okay.
I played 1 and 2.
Maybe not Spyro Year of the Dragon. Ape Escape.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh my goodness.
But also, is 2
a
and 3?
Yeah.
Ape Escape 2 and 3?
You gotta do it.
All 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
All 3 Ape Escapes?
I mean, They're all great.
Well,
yeah. We can talk about cutting if we need to cut this down. For now, they stay in.
Okay.
For sure.
What about Gran Turismo's?
100%, yeah.
All
this is really hard.
1, 2, 3, 4?
No, I mean, I think three's the original PS1.
No, like, the 3 is the first one on PS2.
Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking of 2.
2 is the ultimate PS1.
2 supercedes 1.
Okay.
At least.
But racing games don't age well. I mean, RC Pro-Am and RC Pro-Am 2 are in Rare Replay.
Do you
want
to play Gran Turismo 2 today?
No. Yeah.
Does anybody want to do that?
Those games are all about the realism.
I actually kind of really disagree that they don't age well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, racing games age great.
No, I think RC Pro-Am ages great. But I don't think that a game like Gran Turismo, which is mostly built on being cutting edge. Gran Turismo is all about looking great, driving great,
I think that game still feels great if you were to pick it up today and play it.
Sure, and regardless of whether I can see both sides of it, but I think the key thing again is going back to none of these games still great today. The question is, are they emblematic of the Sony platform?
You at least include 2 as a PS1.
Certainly is that
great?
Okay.
And then I fell off the franchise. I don't know 3 versus 4 or any of that. So
we can cut the first one.
Yeah,
first Gran Turismo.
What 2 for sure.
I just feel like when you look at GTA 4's games, and I do think that having something representative is good.
Yeah.
But these games, once you've played, Forza 4, there's no reason to play Forza 3. Once you played Forza 3, there's very little reason to play Forza 2. And you run into the same thing with GT games a lot of the time. All the features you love tend to be there generation to generation, and it just gets
better. It's just
better.
The car list is updated and the physics get better.
Exactly.
And,
and it gets prettier. So maybe having one... To be a nod to that era might be
GT4.
Best. Maybe GT4 or GT2, one of those.
GT4, we feel good about this?
Four is good.
Going GT4. Vib Ribbon.
Oh,
not released in the US, but...
Has to be.
Absolutely.
It wasn't released in the US?
No.
Nope.
Did I import that game? I have that game.
I imported that game.
Yeah. Get rid of all 3 crashes if you have to get Vib Ribbon on there.
I used to be more, ironically, before I worked super heavily as a games journalist, I was more hardcore. Like, I would import stuff all the time.
Oh, sure, that too, yeah.
And now I modded
my PlayStation so I could play
me too.
These
my PlayStation, my Saturn, my Dreamcast.
Yeah. I soldered a little chip in there.
When I discovered AudioSurf, I was just like, well, somebody finally, it's somebody did something with Vib Ribbon idea.
Yeah.
And I was just like, thank you for.
I think the original Siphon Filter is probably the one to put on there.
Okay.
Is that true?
I'm good with that.
You guys good with that?
I agree.
Yep. Dark Cloud, getting in the PlayStation 2. Cloud.
I didn't play I played Dark Cloud 2.
Dark Cloud, a terrible game.
But
I cut it.
Okay.
Dark
Cloud 2?
2 is good. 2 is good.
Yeah, 2 is good. I think 2 is, if there's
one
in there.
Put Dark Cloud 2 on there.
2, am I even remembering, I get all these JRPGs mixed up. Is Dark Cloud 2 the one where you build the world as you go?
Yeah.
That was great. I mean, it was good.
You could just play that one and not have to play the first one?
No, that's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say two.
Jared, you're
yeah, I'm not big on Dark Cloud 1 or 2. So okay. I'm like, I feel like compared to some of these other things, that could
maybe
be
that's
forgotten.
A question mark.
Sure. Yeah.
Dark Cloud 2.
Dark Cloud is cut. 2, question mark. We can put a question mark.
I don't like
Now, do you think we could cheat on our replay? Can the Ratchet & Clank collection just be one game?
Sure.
Okay.
collection?
We're the sheriffs here. We can do the cops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then we can just put the Ratchet & Clank collection.
There we go.
Yep.
Who's going to stop us?
Exactly.
Now, SOCOM 1, 2, and 3 are all well reviewed.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But they're they're built for online play. Uh-huh. So you'd have to revive the servers.
Yeah. But again, we're authoring our own future here.
So we put we want SOCOM 1, 2, and 3 all on here.
Oh. I mean, I was never a big SOCOM guy.
I just played the first one.
I think 3 is the definitive one.
Yeah.
I think 3 is
3 really?
I think 3 is considered the definitive one. I didn't play a lot of them. But,
okay. Okay, so one of the SOCOM.
I think the SOCOM should definitely be, again, like...
So maybe just 3.
Sure.
That was the one. You're okay with this, Jared?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. SOCOM 3. Yeah. War of the Monsters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jared's, yes. Justin says no.
Yo, no, War of the Monsters is marvelous. Yeah. There's nothing quite like it.
There's nothing else.
I mean, it's one of the very few playable kaiju games. There are not a lot of kaiju games that are actually fun.
Yeah.
War of the Monsters really is.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, do you disagree, Justin?
I'm going to abstain from this one.
Okay. And it also sold really well and was a... It was definitely one of those games that people were like, "Hey, I got a Sony platform, console here now. I gotta get War of the Monsters."
A next gen War of the Monsters would really make me happy. Like if they announced a War of the Monsters game tomorrow, I would be ecstatic.
Okay, there's like a whole other page of games. That list looks really big.
Just hold on, we got to go to Microsoft after this.
Okay.
Now, like Ratchet and Clank collection, we can cheat and put the Jack and Daxter collection.
Okay. Yep.
That takes care of that.
Sure.
How about Killzone?
Yeah.
One and two.
One. I mean, two is where the franchise really became a thing.
Yeah.
But one is the most experimental, I think, gameplay-wise. They've got this interesting thing going on within one where you play different characters.
You have the different characters.
And every character, in a single-player shooter, this is kind of revolutionary at the time, in a single-player shooter, different characters actually have completely different weapons and mechanics and even different routes through the stage.
Yep.
You've got, in the same level, like, at once you can be playing the scout guy who's, like, infiltrating and getting to the roof to give, like, covering fire for the last fight, or, like, the assault guy who's front or center for it. Like, that was kind of interesting. And visually, I mean, for the time anyway, Killzone 1 was super impressive.
I'll abstain from this. I care more about Saltine Crackers than Killzone games. So.
I love Saltine Crackers.
Yeah, so. They're really good.
There's actually very little I care about more than Saltine Crackers.
Awesome! Yeah. You put a little Vienna sausage.
Very little.
It's so good.
Saltine Crackers are the best. If there's like the praline crackers, right? There's like 4 packs of them. Like if that pack is like anywhere near me, like all of it is going inside me.
Yeah.
It's just... just one by one.
And you know, like 7 of those crackers have like 80 calories.
I know, they're really bad for you.
They're so good. Oh, they're so good.
Continuing on, Killzone 1 and 2 are going to include Sly Cooper, the first one.
Yeah, no, all three of those games are great.
Yes, Sly Cooper.
Yeah, but again, we're running out of
space. Did they make a collection?
I don't think they did do a collection.
No, they did a Sly collection, but not till the generation later. They did the HD collection.
And the reason we're having so much trouble talking about that particular aspect of things is like the sequels, is that when you think about Rare Replay, Rare doesn't have a bunch of franchises that like
I remarked on that too. Good or bad, like Rare's library is not incredible, but God bless them for doing like Jet Force Gemini and Blast Corps and then Banjo and then Perfect Dark. And Perfect Dark was very different than GoldenEye, they really didn't, like if you made Perfect Dark today, there would be 11 Perfect Dark games.
Yeah. Right.
But there's really not. I mean, maybe Zero killed it. Maybe that's a bad example.
Sure.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, they did the Saber Wolf isometric thing a couple of times, culminating with Night Lore, and they did RC Prime and RC Prime 2. And I'm hard pressed to think of many other sequels.
Even when you look at GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, what's interesting about that is that in today's world, if GoldenEye succeeds that way, then you just make it GoldenEye 2, but just throw in all those wacky ideas and new things and don't call it a different game.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's cool is that back then. They're like, we want to use the same general platform. We want to make it a totally different, though. And then they're like, instead of using the cachet of GoldenEye, they just say, we're
doing it. Rare used to be so good. They were the tops.
All right.
Yeah, they were, man.
But we're talking about the Sony replay collection. Sly Cooper.
You gotta include
One and two and three.
I don't remember which was best. I would only include one Sly Cooper game, but I don't remember which is best.
I thought it was the first one that was considered really the best.
But they become more sort of heist-like and more sort of having your crew fulfill different roles in the later games. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're pretty different. They're all really good.
All right, we'll see how we stand.
I kind of want to.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question.
Resistance 1 and 2.
Did you skip Eco?
I don't know if that was published by...
Yeah, you might be. You might
we're
kind
of doing this in a weird way, too, because Rare's about development and that were published through all different kinds of people. We're doing... Yeah. Developed by a lot of different people, published by one
company.
That's
true. So
that's, I don't know how else to do it.
But. Yeah. Oh no, I think it's
not developed by SCEA. It could have been an alternative, but yeah, this
Resistance 1 and 2. Should be on there.
Yeah. I like Resistance.
I like Resistance quite a bit.
I mean, I don't care for the games. I recognize their importance in like Sony history.
I think Resistance 1 would do me fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't love as much as it expanded on the original in a lot of ways. I didn't love 2.
Okay. I'm gonna cross out 2. You weren't crazy about either of them.
I don't like them. No, I don't like any of them.
So then we're still,
I can live in a world where Resistance isn't in this collection, too, though, if you feel strongly about it.
Yeah, that would be weird. We got to die. Without Resistance.
We got to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You got to do it. You don't have a choice.
Okay.
Heavenly Sword.
Oh, yeah.
See, I really liked Heavenly Sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's going to be there, too. Motorstorm.
Yeah. Ooh.
There was a sequel that was a little bit more definitive, wasn't there? Or did that come out too late?
Two?
I am. These are hands off for me.
There was 2 and then Apocalypse.
Motorstorm should be on there.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
Uncharted, obviously. But if you're just to include the first one?
Nah, nope.
If you're going to do an Uncharted game...
I mean, but I think Uncharted 2 was 2009.
You got to do all of them. They're too big of a deal.
But we only have one of them that fits in our window, so...
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah. Yeah, you do Uncharted.
Can we fix the grenade throwing in Uncharted 1?
Sure.
If we do this?
Yeah,
okay,
we can update it, yeah.
All right. Look at how easy that was.
Finally, Super Stardust HD.
Yes.
Stardust HD.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, that puts us at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's not bad.
37. You're
missing. We gotta cut 7 so we can cut one more Gran Turismo.
No, we only cut one Gran Turismo.
Can we cut?
We can cut one.
So going back, Twisted Metal Black.
Yeah.
Bye.
We're only keeping Twisted Metal 2.
There's some things that haven't been brought up that I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, like what?
And again, this might be a situation where they weren't actually published by them. Mm. I guess I'm just thinking about exclusives, but like, what about Castlevania Symphony of the Night?
No, that was a Konami game.
That was Konami published.
Was Konami,
the big one is...
And I wasn't including stuff like Bushido Blade that was co-published by Sony and... Right.
Yeah, I was wondering...
So I was going to say, what about Final Fantasy VII?
Co-published.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because to me, when I think about... So if the purpose of Rare Replay is to... really like distill the flavor of what that developer is all about. I feel like a Sony Replay would be all about distilling that flavor, and like I don't know. I guess console exclusives would be on that. Would be part of that flavor. Like to me, Symphony of the Night, Metal Gear Solid, Final Fantasy VII, which is published by Sony.
Then you're just like,
are all those
then
are
it's
all,
just everything.
Yeah, I mean the PS1 dominated that whole generation, except for the Nintendo games on the Nintendo platform. So it's like then it's just like a '90s video game collection.
Well, how about
minus
this?
Nintendo.
I think that the way we're building the list now, we're far enough along and we need to finish it. I do agree that I dream
the
of
ship
the universe
sailed,
while these games are available. But no, I would prefer to play what you're proposing.
Yeah,
but since we're already narrowing this list down, we probably ought
to. Sorry, Twisted Metal Black. You're a good game. You gotta go.
We keep Twisted Metal 2. Now, we have 4 Crash Bandicoot games on here right
now. Let's just keep the first
one. 1, 2, 3, and Team Racing.
Let's get rid of 2 and 3.
You can cut Team Racing just for me being magnanimous
to move this
along, but I think it's fantastic for the record.
I would like Team Racing and get rid of 2 and 3.
If you're making a list that is.
You can cut
this
3.
Is what Sony was, cutting all the Crash platformers and saying, well, Crash Team Racing is on there.
But not all of them. If this were my list, I would cut 3 and keep Team Racing.
We cut 2 and 3.
I would say if you're going to keep one of the platformers, you keep 2, because I think 2 is the best.
Okay, so how about 1, 2, and Team Racing?
1, 2, and Team Racing.
Okay. I have to...
Vince is so offended right now.
Parappa and Umjammer?
Cut Umjammer.
I think you cut Umjammer.
You can get away with cutting Umjammer, even though it might be a better game.
It is a better game, but no one remembers the songs.
It's the only video game where someone is faxed out of hell.
Okay.
Which is just beautiful.
Well, the record. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one else has ever faxed out of hell.
How many have we cut? 3 or 4? We've cut 3.
Yeah.
We've got 4 more cuts.
Bloody Roar?
Yeah, you can get rid of it. I like it, but it's not that good.
Okay. And we're keeping the original Tomba.
Did we go with Tomba or Tomba 2?
Which is better?
I think Tomba 2 is better.
Think so?
Let's go with Fence.
They were both on there for now?
Yep.
That one of those is an easy cut.
All right, Tomba 2. Armored Core. We're just keeping the first one.
Yeah, I like having Armored Core on this list.
I have good memories of playing Armored Core on my PlayStation. But Blasto?
You can go.
Bye-bye, Blasto.
Okay. Blasto. So, Where does that put us?
The only crappy thing about a game like Blast, like Rare Replay does serve as kind of a museum piece.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's hard to find and play. Like Blasto is just, like, you can buy and play, you know, the Sly Collection, for example, but you can't get Blasto.
Why don't we do that then? Why don't we get rid of a couple of Sly Coopers and keep a Blasto? Because Sly games are good, but we only need one or two to get the
and they don't need to be in this collection in the way that Blasto does.
Yeah, sure.
We need
like
to cut
that.
Four more games.
What?
Let's add Blasto back.
Now we need to cut five games.
Oh,
adding Blasto back.
We have three Sly Coopers on here.
Okay. I'd like to point out for the audience at home that this is way more friendly and cordial and laid back than way these kinds of meetings actually go when we have to do best ofs.
We are working on, I said on Twitter, so this isn't a secret, that we're doing the top 100 games. We're doing the top 100 games of all time. That's a project coming up on IGN in a few months.
Yep.
And those meetings are just going to be the worst.
Oh, and every year the Game of the Year meetings are just like, leaves angry.
Thank you for not doing what you and Sam joked about doing, by the way. I would have just cried.
Hold on. Should we cut Year of the Dragon? Because no one remembered that one. Spyro, Year of the Dragon.
Sure, yeah. I feel uncomfortable. I just feel like we all probably missed it. Like, I feel uncomfortable that there's some game that's that high of a Metacritic that we don't know. But
we can't all have played everything.
Yeah.
So we need to cut four more games.
About Klonoa?
We're keeping three Ape Escapes.
That was Namco.
The Ape Escapes were together for me, so I don't remember what's what. I'm sure we can get rid of
it. I haven't played Ape Escape, so I'm ignorant.
Man, you would love Ape Escape.
I know, yeah, we talked about this last week. I'm absolutely going to
You're ignorant about apes?
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about how great it was.
What's your Ape Escape experience?
I've played all of them.
Okay.
I think they're all great games, but I think one was the one that made people go like, whoa, this
because
is coming out of nowhere.
It showcased really clever dual analog controls.
And it was just such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And like they were just kind of less relevant. Like they weren't as inventive, the sequels, as they maybe
should have been. Yeah, they weren't. Like the first one is the one that made everyone go take notice.
Yeah.
So that's the one I should play, guys, when I go do this?
Cut two and three?
I don't remember if two and three, it may be one of those deals where they're better games, but they just weren't as relevant.
We need to cut two more games.
Get Blasto
Dark
back.
Cloud.
You got to get Blasto
back. Dark Cloud 2, though?
No, you got to cut Blasto.
Yeah.
Cut Blasto?
I think Blasto's got to go.
I feel like Dark Cloud 2 could go before Blasto.
Well, they both go, and then we're done.
Well, that's true. If we cut both those, we're done.
What else is down the list? Anything else?
SOCOM 3, War of the Monsters, Jack and Daxter Collection, Killzone 1 and 2, Sly Cooper 1, 2, and 3, Shadow of the Colossus, Resistance, Heavenly Sword, Motorstorm, Uncharted, and Super Stardust.
I feel like we can cut nothing out of that list. Blasto, Dark Cloud, and maybe one of the Sly Coopers. It feels weird that we're cutting Crashes and not Slys.
Yeah, that also seems strange to me.
Okay. So Sly Cooper.
I don't know which ones are best, though.
I thought
it's
it was really
too long.
We need to keep the first one.
Let's just keep the first
two
one.
And three blur together for me, and one feels very different than those two.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. This is a made-up.
All right.
Made-up exercise.
Let's cut Sly 2 and 3.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah?
There I'm fine with that.
We get more variety on the list by keeping
So let me count, and then I think we might be good.
This is very
one, two, three,
I want
four,
this disc
five,
now.
Six, seven, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Eight.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
Nine,
It'll
10,
never happen,
11,
still 12,
13,
14,
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. With Blasto is 29, we need to put one more on.
That's what I thought. You had us cutting too many.
So Sly Cooper 2 or 3?
We don't know the difference, so let's say two.
Two.
Sure.
Sly Cooper 2.
There we go.
Okay. Bam. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sony Replay Collection, available later this fall, 30 games for $30, gets you Twisted Metal 2, The Raiden Project, Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 2, Team Racing, Parappa the Rapper, Tomba 2, Armored Core, Blasto, Hot Shots Golf 3, Medieval, Spyro the Dragon, Ape Escape, Gran Turismo 4, Vib Ribbon, Siphon Filter, The Ratchet and Clank Collection, SOCOM 3, War of the Monsters, Jack and Daxter Collection, Killzone 1, Killzone 2, Sly Cooper 2, Shadow of the Colossus, Resistance, Heavenly Sword, Motorstorm, Uncharted, and Super Stardust HD.
Somewhere in this world, there is somebody who this was the exactly the 30 games they owned. Like, this was somebody's PlayStation library. And I want to buy this right now. How do we?
I don't know. I think for
23 minutes.
I think for the Microsoft one, I think we have to determine a ironclad criteria. Is it quality or is it like platform exclusives?
We have a different challenge for the Microsoft one because I was not able to come up with 30 games. I have like 24.
Okay.
Microsoft published games on consoles, not including PC stuff like Flight Simulator. Right?
I'm thinking of Age of Empires.
I mean, could that be translated to consoles?
I mean, it's Xbox. It's the Xbox collection.
Let me read what I've got here. Halo 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And 4. Oh, it's too late.
Or it's too late. Oddworld, Munch's Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
Project Gotham Racing, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mech Assault. Shinmu 2. Brute Force on the original Xbox.
Brute Force.
Ooh, goodness.
Underrated game.
And I had Grabbed by the Ghoulies on here, but I guess It's in the Rare Replay, right?
I mean, Rare owned Microsoft.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
Like, I'm trying to include stuff that's not in Rare Replay, but Fable 1 and 2, Jade Empire, Phantom Dust, Gears of War 1 and 2, Blue Dragon, Crackdown, Forza, The First Mass Effect, Lost Odyssey, and Ninja Gaiden 2.
Crimson Skies. Crimson Skies?
Gotta get Crimson Skies on there. Blinks the time.
Blinks. Dude, I would fight for Blinks. Okay. Blinks needs to be on there.
Let's see.
Blinks is...
Brinks.
Did Microsoft publish Phantom Dust?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Gotta get Phantom Dust on there and turn those servers back online.
Yeah, my God. I didn't know you were a Phantom Dust guy.
I'm a gigantic Phantom Dust guy.
But they announced the Phantom Dust thing.
I know, I lost my mind.
I screamed. Yeah. And everyone was like, what's wrong?
Phantom Dust and Cold Set.
Yeah,
so we're at 26.
Are there any Xbox Live Arcade exclusives?
Yeah, I mean, we
could. Oh, yeah.
Like, only Xbox Live Arcade, because those would count as publishing.
I mean, Geometry Wars 2?
Geo Wars 1.
No, Geo Wars 1 wasn't them. That was...
They didn't publish that one?
Bizarre.
Yeah, well, Bizarre might have published that themselves. They might have published 2 themselves.
Oh, I thought that... I thought if you were through the store, it was published by you automatically.
I mean, I don't...
What about Shadow Complex? They published that one?
Cheating. Is that too late?
No, that's Epic.
Epic published
it. Yeah, it's Epic.
I think so.
Well, I mean, it was only available through their store, so doesn't that, by default, make them the publisher?
No. Why?
No, other
because
other
they're
other
distributing it.
But like Square Enix published games on Xbox Live Arcade.
No, that does not make them the publisher.
Okay, Valve is not the publisher of all.
You're right. I'm full of crap. Don't listen to me.
Microsoft did publish Shadow Complex.
Shadow Complex goes on the list.
The voice of God.
We only need 3 more games. Microsoft publish Super Meat Boy?
No. I don't know who published Super Meat Boy.
I mean, maybe.
What about
originally?
Blood Wake?
Blood Wake. I don't remember that one.
There's the boat. The boat action game where you have like a boat, like basically a boat that's got a bunch of missiles and machine guns on it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that game.
Wow.
Did Microsoft publish that game?
I'm trying to, it was an early exclusive for them, so I'm not sure if they.
The original Xbox?
Yeah.
You might have just name dropped the very first game on GameScoop that I've never heard of.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's another one for you. It was a Wipeout like racer. I can't remember the full name. Quantum something?
I don't know.
Conundrum.
I don't know.
Fusion Frenzy. There's Fusion Frenzy. Fusion Frenzy 2.
So put it on. I mean, it's not a great game, but it's a part. It was their Mario Party. Like it goes on
the
there.
The second one is the one.
It goes on
right?
there for historical context.
Sure, I can see that.
Limbo. They publish it. Is that true, God Mike?
According to Wikipedia, Microsoft did publish it for XBLA.
Limbo published by Microsoft.
Isn't that after 2008?
It was 2009. You're right. Shoot.
And some of that stuff is also. I mean, I don't know.
I know, it's not
considered a Microsoft game.
I know.
Yeah, that's,
we're trying
that's
to get to 30. We're at 28.
Put Rare's best things on there.
Is Blinks on there?
Okay, it's just cheating.
Yeah, we just grabbed a couple of
Blinks. We put Blinks on there. But then it's like, it's already in the Rare replay.
I got Solitaire and Minesweeper as bonus content. And then we got the
Did Double Fine
pup? Hexic. Oh, Hexic.
Yeah, I said Hexic a long time ago.
Hexic's really good.
I didn't hear anyone.
We just weren't listening to you.
Cool, that's pretty commonplace.
29 games for $29 is what we're at right now.
No, what I was going to ask is, did Double Fine publish Psychonauts, or did Microsoft publish that?
I think that must have been Double Fine.
Yeah.
For my 30th game, I want the Microsoft Entertainment Pack from the old Windows 95.
No.
I want all those on there.
I think
Fuji
they published.
Golf. Yeah. Fuji Golf, man. Ski yeah. free.
All right,
Chips Challenge.
This may have to be a 29 game collection.
No.
Even though Grab by the Ghoulies is on there. You're unwilling to say Perfect Dark Zero.
What about Full Auto?
Okay, how about this? What if you just put Rare Replay as the
Rare?
Thing?
Rare!
No, but it's past 2008.
But who cares? That's past 2008.
It doesn't matter.
What about Full Auto? Was Full Auto published?
I don't remember.
It was an arcade-ish car combat game.
Is it published by Microsoft? I'll put it on there if it was.
Did Microsoft publish the No Vigilante? It was too late on that.
You know what? I'm going to put the original Fusion Frenzy, and that gives us 30 games.
All
right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Microsoft Replay Collection available this fall. 30 games for $30. Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Oddworld Munch's Odyssey, Project Gotham Racing, Project Gotham Racing 2, 3, and 4.
Oh.
MechAssault, what?
What about Stranger's Wrath?
Published by Microsoft?
I don't know. The Oddworld Inhabitants published their Microsoft on that one?
Too late. It's closed.
It's done.
MechAssault, Shenmue 2, Brute Force, Grabbed by the Ghoulies, Fable and Fable 2, Jade Empire, Phantom Dust, Gears of War, Gears of War 2, Blue Dragon, Crackdown, Forza, Mass Effect, Lost Odyssey, Ninja Gaiden 2, Crimson Skies, Blinks, Shadow Complex, Fusion Frenzy 1 and 2, and Hexic.
That list could just have Crimson Skies on it, and I pay $30 to play it now. That's
Does this
great.
Tell us that Sony has a a more impressive lineup of published games.
Well, they've been around a lot.
They've been around. Yeah, I guess they've been around. You know, one generation
ahead of Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, my impression has always been that Sony took more risks and did more experimental, weird stuff. You would see weirder things come out of Sony, probably because, you know, it's just Japan. I would say Microsoft publishes fewer games, but tend to be, you know, kind of like blockbuster pillar games. At least now, like they used to do stuff like Fusion Frenzy. Like,
yeah.
It's rare that Microsoft internally releases a game that's not a huge AAA gigantic deal. And Sony still does.
And speaking of experimental, I'm trying to remember, because this is dredging up all kinds of old games. Did Sony publish Katamari?
I don't think so.
I don't know who published it. I don't
Namco.
Remember. Was it Namco that published Katamari?
Okay. I believe so.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sony Replay, Microsoft Replay. This next email comes from Robert.
Why did we skip Nintendo? Is that just too much? We can't handle it.
Because our friend Michael did not ask about a Nintendo Replay.
Well, there we go.
But if you want to do a Nintendo Replay, we can do that another time.
Let's definitely do that.
I don't even know.
That would be really tough to keep that to just 30 games.
We made a list of the top 125 Nintendo games ever made. So let's just do that for $125.
That would actually be a really good deal.
Sure, I'd buy that.
This comes from Robert. He says, at what point would it be better to leave a game and not 100% it? For example, you've lost interest, grinding to max level, loot drop rate's not good enough, or don't want to be a jack of all trades and master of none. Robert, the answer is simple. When you are not having fun with
the game. when it is no longer enjoyable for you, walk away.
Yeah, I mean, as I said on GameScoop last week, and I'll tell you every week, people, I feel like gamers, especially since they have kind of a completionist mentality, some of us have a little bit of minor or not so minor OCD. We like to see the bar fill and hit 100%. Like, it's really hard for us to put games down and not complete them, but like, you gotta stop. I mean, I'm playing these rare games right now, and like, I want to keep going for Perfect Dark achievements, and I'm like, you know what? Like, my fun to time ratio is just gonna start plummeting.
Yeah, the original Perfect Dark.
Yeah, like
that whole game's good.
No, that whole game is good, but I'm just saying, like, I blasted through it on Agent. I got my nostalgia points out of it, and I'm like, I could go for the Perfect Agent goals and like really work my way through these levels. I'm like,
There are too many games. There's too many fun things to do in life. I mean, there's too many games. Like, and, you know, read a book, fall in love, look at the stars.
Well,
you know?
To be clear, I don't think people play games in lieu of falling in love.
I think some people collect the orbs in Crackdown instead of falling in love.
I think it was not my insinuation.
We may be underestimating the average gamer just a little bit there. But
disparaging gamer. I'm just saying, like, that's a time investment.
Sure.
Every hour that you spend video games is an hour you're not spending doing something else.
Right, just like an hour of, you know, pretty much anything is, I guess. But
just do what's fun.
My point being, though, I don't have a problem walking away from games when I'm not enjoying them anymore, because what you know, the original sentiment there, there's too many friggin' good games. Like, my backlog is killer at all times. Yeah. And there's just games that I look over my backlog and I'm just like, you know, the Charlie Brown music is playing and it's just like,
Yeah.
Like Charlie Brown Christmas.
I was thinking
Linus and Lucy. Sad. Like, happy jazz.
So it's like, if you're not enjoying a game, like, there's plenty of other things to play. So just move on. Play something else.
I also would question, I know, I can tell that you want to move on.
Yep.
But I want to make one more point about collectibles.
Here comes everybody.
No, I mean, the collectibles need to serve a purpose.
Sure.
Like, Crackdown, I believe the orbs, you would earn them and level you up. They weren't just there for no reason.
Yeah, everyone you grabbed made that power that you needed to get that orb even more powerful.
And sometimes they're in interesting parts of the world. I actually really, really like a game that I think does it just right is World of Warcraft, and its achievement system really encourages you to explore every single game system and physically explore the entire game world. But then other games, it really is, they're just time wasters. It's like, oh, I like this game, so I want 100% it. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not getting anything back out of you. Like, at that point, the game's not respecting your time anymore. Like, so you need to think about what you're really, not all collectibles are created equal, and some are worthwhile and some aren't.
No, I totally agree.
All collectibles do serve one purpose, though.
What's that?
Giving guide writers work.
Yeah, that's true.
So please support your local.
Keep including collectibles in games so I can have a job.
So it's worth noting that another good reason to, all the reasons we stated for walking away, you're not having fun, you don't want to do it anymore, do not apply if you literally do this for a living.
That's true. All right, this next email comes from Josh. He says, I have a question about the future of the console wars.
Oh.
Xbox and PlayStation have been head-to-head for a while now. Doesn't seem to be letting up anytime soon. My question is, what would happen if one of the consoles actually won and put the other company out of business completely. What if Sony became a monopoly of the main consoles? I personally think that the games could work better because they will be made specifically for the PS4, but pricing and marketing could change dramatically. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I mean, I've been advocating for a one console future forever, for a decade. I want it to be a standard, like Blu-ray is, or like VHS was before it, like DVD was. I want there to be a standard, and then different manufacturers can manufacture a box. Now, of course, then you run into...
So, like a Steam box.
The 3DO.
Well, because then you run into problems where everyone has a standardized box, but then the Xbox box has some special doohickey on it that, you know, they have some Kinect add-on, and then it all just splinters off again.
It should be like a Blu-ray player.
I think it should be like a Blu-ray player.
But you could theoretically run into the same problem if you had the same specs, but everyone's... So, if the specs are all the same, then what's different from box to box? Is it connections? Is it, like, menu systems?
Right.
You know, I guess, like, something has to be different in order for a manufacturer to make to put in the investment of making their own thing to carve out their niche of the market, right? So it's like then the problem becomes, you know, the Samsung box versus the Toshiba box.
Right.
This one has these capabilities, that one has those capabilities. Now if I'm a developer, which capabilities do I keep in mind?
Right, but they all play movies equally, right?
I would say counterpoint to this, though. I think you make a valid point there. But counterpoint, I think the competition's good for us. I think the console war culture is terrible for us. But I think the competition can be good. For example, when Microsoft comes out and a couple of years ago and says, here's our always-on entertainment-friendly box.
Yeah, if they were the only ones making
the
video
games, then
it's like, well...
But you can still have that competition even if all games ran on all platforms. That's a function separate from the games being run on, you know, you put the disc in.
But you're still, at that point, we're talking about we're still talking about different consoles at that point. We're talking about different focus.
Video games is the only medium that you can't. You can put a CD in any CD player.
Like Blu-ray players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a variety of Blu-ray players available in the market, but every Blu-ray will work in every player. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right, but at the end of the day, that's because the only mode by which you can interact with a Blu-ray is to look at it. And something that and something that needs to be played from a software standpoint, from a design standpoint, has to be designed very specifically around the capabilities of whatever machine it's being played on. So it's like either, it's got to be one of two things: either there are no competitors, there's one standard, and that's just what it is, which I think is a bad look for consumers. Or you can talk, if you did the, hey, it's a standard in terms of the specs, but the implementation is different, then inevitably, like, it becomes a question for a developer. Like, well, you know, the Toshiba box has, like, four inputs for controllers, and the other ones have two. So I want to make a four-player game, so I can only sell my game on the Toshiba box. That becomes, like, really getting into the weeds there, and becomes, I think you fragment your audience at that point. And it makes it a headache for software developers, I think, at that
point. I concur that you have a really good point there. There might be more in common between video game consoles and cars than there are video game player consoles and Blu-ray players. I mean, this is an interactive device, and that's a very different kind of experience.
That's true. Think back to a time when there was, for all intents and purposes, a monopoly in the video game industry, 1985 to 1989, and I would just like to point out that nobody looks back on that as a dark period.
That's because we were all too young to know how dark
it wasn't a dark period, like software thrived.
Well, software thrived, but the moment third parties had a chance to get out of that deal,
that's true.
They ran for the hills. The second they had somewhere else to go.
Yeah, because they could make more money, like...
Sure.
That's the impetus of every company on Earth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, would I say it's a dark time in terms of like there were bad games? No, there were great games.
Yeah.
But I think that I would argue that once that smoke clears and we get into the 16-bit era where everyone isn't like, you know, chained with a, you know, by titanium to Nintendo, I think we get a better era of games.
But I think, here's the deal, like everyone says, oh, competition is good, so thereby multiple consoles are good. But what's good is competition amongst the software makers, and that raises the bar. Like, I don't care about hardware competition. It's a pain in the ass that I have to buy two $400 or $500 boxes to play all the video games I want to buy, or three if I'm interested in Nintendo, which I am.
Like,
don't like that. Like, I'd rather have that, you know, $800 back and spend it on 16 more great games by having one box that plays all the games. And I have to have a PC. Like, I don't like that fragmentation at all. I don't think it's good for consumers. Like, yeah, competition's good, but you need to really think about what competition you want. Like, does there need to be competing boxes?
I think we're at this point almost arguing semantics here. My problem, the boxes are almost identical at this point anyway.
Yeah, you gotta buy them both.
It's the operating system that's the problem. And that when I think of the console first, and when I talked about the example earlier, Microsoft versus Sony E3 2 years ago, that was really an operating system focus level issue. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's as much a part of the console as anything now. Yeah. And I do think that while the hardware standards could easily be made more adaptable, I do worry that changing the if you don't have some distinctiveness in the way that you interface with the unit itself, you're not going to. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of counterpoints. Like, I think Nintendo's marriage of hardware and software is really special, and that's part of what makes the company so special. So to remove that and just say, look, you make games for someone else's standard now, you know, you'd still have incredible game experiences from Nintendo, but I definitely think there's something lost there. Like, there's plenty of counterarguments to be made, but I mean, you're right that the PS4 and Xbox One are very similar boxes, mm-hmm. and it's a pain, and I don't like that I am a Halo fan and I'm an Uncharted fan, and that's like a $400 tax on me as a gamer.
It's true. Speaking of Console Wars, I want to recommend the book Console Wars.
That's great.
Currently reading it right now. Mm-hmm. Super fascinating look at how Sega clawed its way up to fight, you know, neck and neck with Nintendo in the late 80s and early 90s.
And then got its neck slit.
Well,
in the end.
Eventually. But, like, I was a Nintendo kid growing up, and just reading about, you know, how Sega really, like, put a plan in place to take on Nintendo and then achieved their goals is super fascinating.
The fact that they
gave me a lot of respect for them.
That Kalinske, that freedom.
Exactly.
It's unprecedented.
The book is called Console Wars. You should check it out.
Yeah. And I was going to say, and then a concept video of the first Gran Turismo destroyed them.
Well,
that's always what I look back on. That moment, that E3, where like Sega was there with working Dreamcasts and amazing looking games.
Even Saturn.
Yeah.
Saturn.
What's that?
Working Saturn or working
Dreamcast?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking when they were there with the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
And then the PS2 wasn't a thing that existed yet.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
Sony was like, here's this concept video of what Gran Turismo will look like on PS2, and it never looked anywhere close to that.
No.
But on that alone, people were like, whoa. Everyone stopped and went, whoa, I don't want to get the mediocre system now. I want to get the super system later.
Well,
it was just a year of slow death.
To be fair, they had poisoned their well years before.
Sure,
that.
Sure.
I mean, that's why I thought you were going back. But this is another topic for another time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Damon.
All right, before we go this week, it's time for Video Game 20 Questions.
Oh. Yes.
And our suggestion this week comes from Arvin. Gosh. He says, I've been enjoying the Video Game 20 Questions segment. I think it's time for a little bit of a change-up. I'd like to propose Video Game 20 Questions Name That Character. Now, this game is called Who Am I? A game I've been playing a lot with friends at bars recently. We were playing it on my bachelor party weekend with Justin. A bunch of us were in Germany a couple weeks ago. We played this game for hours. So, basically, we're going to assign a video game character to Justin, and he just has to guess, who am I? So, I'm going to show you. Justin, close your eyes. I've selected a character.
Okay.
I'm going to show Justin and Vince who Justin is, and I'm going to put the name up on the screen for everyone watching at home.
So I can't. Oh, you're.
So you're Jared and Vince.
Jared and Vince. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jared and Vince. Sorry.
I got my eyes closed.
So Justin is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that up on the screen at home, and I'm going to whisper in the ear of all of our podcast listeners right now.
Justin is Chun-Li.
Do I need to close?
Okay. Now you can open your eyes, Justin. So. You
Did you really whisper it?
I'm going to cut that in later.
I understand.
The miracle of editing.
Do I wear a hat?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Am I a man?
No.
No.
Did I make my debut in the 90s?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And did I make my debut in video games?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Do I raid tombs?
No.
No. No.
Shoot. Am I in an RPG?
No.
No.
Okay. And I made my. Am I primarily known for being a Nintendo related to Nintendo characters?
You are associated with Nintendo.
No.
But
no.
The answer is hardly. Don't pollute. Focus.
Yeah.
The answer's
okay.
All
right. Okay. A woman from the 90s that made my debut in video games. It's not Lara Croft, and I don't wear a hat.
Yep.
And I'm not Princess Peach, because I'm not primarily associated with Nintendo.
Right.
Correct.
That's correct.
Crap.
How many questions? Is it limited?
This is open.
Oh, it's just open.
Okay. Cool. Keep going.
Oh, man. Am I primarily associated with PlayStation?
No.
Not
no.
primarily.
Am I? No. Oh, man. I don't know where to. Oh, am I a fighting game character?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Am I a Street Fighter character?
Yes. Yes.
Am I Chun-Li?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. All right. That was fun. But that didn't take very long, so let's do a real video game coin questions before we go.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, wow, that was it. I'm the only one that goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Do you guys want to do another one? You want to go?
I mean, I would be terrified to do it, because like I'm infamously... I'm more into mechanics than...
Jared, you want to do it?
Okay. Sure.
I'll try it.
Shout out the voice of God.
All right, let me write down...
I'll try it, sure.
Who Jared is going to be here. Oh, sorry.
All right.
I will remember names of obscure games from
We did.
Years
I've played
ago,
a lot of 20 questions lately, and so there's little tricks to hone in on things faster than you might think.
I may
right,
fail
Jared,
terribly
close your eyes.
At this. All right, you got
How
it.
About this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's... I'll put it up on the screen. I'll whisper it in our listeners' ear.
Jared is GLaDOS.
And okay, Jared, who do you Who do you think you are?
Do I have a gender?
Yes.
Crap!
Kind of. I mean,
kind of.
More yes than no.
Am I mechanical?
Yes.
Okay, I'm mechanical.
Jesus. How did you do that?
Let's see. So I'm mechanical. There's so many things I could be. Was I born in the 80s?
No.
Was I born in the 90s?
Well, wait.
You're asking about birth dates for your mechanical.
Are you asking about?
I'm asking if I were created in.
I'm trying to think of the.
Was the game I was associated with in the 1980s?
No.
Was it game 90s?
No.
2000s.
Yes.
Okay. Well. Yes.
After 2000, during or after 2010?
No.
Okay. All right. So
is it that early?
Wow.
Yep.
So, okay. So sometime in the 2000s, let's see. I'm a robot, or I'm mechanical. Am I a robot?
Sort of. No. I would say no.
You can be.
Oh my gosh.
You yourself, no.
You yourself, no. Yeah, you yourself are not.
I myself am not. What in the world?
Technically, you yourself. If we're going to be real, no.
It's yes or no questions.
You're not a robot. Earlier question. He's also technically. Not mechanical.
That's
either.
True.
What?
That's true.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
He's no more mechanical,
I guess
you know.
Yeah, sorry. We misled you there.
Am I a block of wood? Let's see. Can I be more than one thing? Do I change form?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, kind right? of.
This is very abstract.
This is very tough. This particular character is tough.
I'm going the wrong way here, huh?
I don't know if you're going the wrong way.
Am I something man?
No.
Or something
boy? I know what you're asking.
Is that in your name?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
That's really cute, but no.
I'm neither a Mega Man nor a Meat Boy.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
You're not Cut Man or a Wood Man.
Let's see. Am I benevolent?
No.
Oh. Am I?
Definitively not.
Am I a villain in a game?
Yes.
Ah. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a whole other can of worms. Am I primarily associated with a Microsoft product?
No.
Am I primarily associated with a Nintendo product?
No.
Am I primarily associated with a Sony product?
No.
Am I primarily associated with a PC product?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? Primarily associated with, like as in people's perceptions of this character?
I think so.
Today?
I mean, that's not my experience with this.
What in the world am
character?
I? Am I primarily associated with the Sega product?
No.
If anything, it's a PC product.
If anything, it's a PC product.
Anything.
In the world is this? I'm a non-gendered, non-living, maybe associated with PC villain.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
You got this. You're fine.
Yeah, I got this.
You're totally fine.
Yeah, you're doing
Am I made of metal?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
You don't focus so much on physical form.
Okay. Am I an ambiguous idea?
No.
No.
Do I serve as a final boss?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yeah.
Do I appear in multiple games?
Yes.
Do I appear in more than three games?
No.
Do I appear in less than three games?
Yes.
Okay, do I appear in two games?
Well, yes.
In the main thrust of your saga.
Two games.
Two games.
Am I in a platformer?
No.
Am I in a race?
It's not a platformer.
Whoa.
I don't think
it's not a platformer.
I don't think that's what you would like categorize.
Okay, no, you're right.
Your genre.
That's a fair answer.
Am I in an exploratory 3D adventure?
No.
That's not the genre I would put either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I in an easily defined genre?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Everything about me is ambiguous.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Am I Dr. Ambiguity? let's see. let's try my powers. Do I attack with lightning?
No.
Do I attack with fire?
Maybe you should start a little bit more simple, basic than that. Let's go one level up.
One level up. A little more elemental, huh?
No. I mean, what was your word? Do I attack with lightning? Yeah. What about just drop the lightning off of that?
Do I attack?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's true. Well,
wait.
Actually.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's not true.
It's not true. Okay. He's right. It's not true.
I am really lost here.
I don't think.
Do attack.
Yeah, but not directly.
Let's see.
I'm still attack. But an attack is an attack.
But the end.
Yep.
What in the world?
You attack psychologically pretty often.
That's too much of a hint.
Okay,
we gotta get to where we're going. We gotta get to the finish
line.
This
is unfair.
No, I don't know if it's unfair or not. I think I'm just doing badly here.
No, you're not.
You asked about gender.
Yeah.
Maybe try to hone in on
that. Do I have both genders?
No.
No.
Do I have genitals?
No.
No.
No. No. Do I?
Do you speak?
Do I speak?
Yes.
Justin,
you're trying to help me so much. I'm
trying
to help
him.
I thank you. I'm just
so maybe now you can hone in on.
The thing is, you may want to try to hone in a little more. What I'm saying on.
You know that you are a villain.
Yep.
In a game from the 2000s.
Yep.
That
had two games.
Had two games.
Right.
If it were going to be associated with any platform, if it would be PC.
Yep.
And. Gosh. You are a final boss.
I'll be final boss, and I'm failing this utterly.
You don't have...
Is my opponent a human?
Yes.
Yes.
Is my opponent a human male?
No.
Is my opponent a human female?
Yes.
Okay, so human...
That should be a big hint.
That should be a
huge hint.
Because
there are sadly not too many of those.
Not too many of those, right.
True.
Let's see. Is my... I'm Gladys.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for all the help. I feel
that's a tricky one, right?
Thank you, Justin.
That was a really tricky one.
Yeah,
it was hard. You're like when you came out with, "Do I have a gender?"
I thought you were gonna get it in like three questions.
Yeah, me too. I was like, "Wow, what's he doing? Is he psychic?" I'm like, "What is this?"
Well, I feel silly. Oh wow,
it's a tough one.
That's a really tough one.
She often attacks your feelings.
Yeah, I had that. Well, she does. She shoots rockets at you and...
Sort of.
And releases.
She fills the room with poison gas.
Yeah, but she actually shoots rockets at you. Yeah,
she takes a mechanical form and attacks you.
She hangs there.
But
she
rockets
doesn't attack
pop
you.
Out of the floor.
Right.
And she's like standing there.
But
the
rocket, she's sending those rockets.
But the rocket set at him is her will.
That's why, okay, I'm willing to concede, but I consider that a little bit indirect. Okay. An indirect attack.
But an attack, nonetheless.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Maybe I led you astray.
Thank you
on
so
that
much.
One.
And the psychological attacks, I should have caught it right there. Honestly, with the mechanical thing, I was just like, maybe they'll throw a curveball. But
you see, what we said? She's not mechanical. But I was like,
with the mechanical, I was thinking of robotics.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good. Thank you guys very much. That was fun.
Is that game fun? Video game 20 questions?
Oh, I thought it was a portal.
No, they're both fun.
Yeah,
they're
both
fun. I like both.
Viewers, listeners, let us know what you think about video game Who Am I? If you have suggestions, send them to gamescoop@IGN.com. That's all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Vince. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.